Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Hi, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Recapping, Leslie Frazier, David Culley, interviews for the Houston Texans. Doug Peterson fired. Doesn't look like. I don't know if he's a candidate. We haven't heard anything about that. It looked like he was going to go. He was the favorite for the Jets job, but Robert Saleh has got a second interview over there. Still no word on the Deshaun front. James Harden, the thought is he's going to be a Rocket for a while. Bradley Beal is more desirable, 4 years younger. He seems to be a better fit for a lot of teams. And you got all the James baggage. Plus, he's cheaper. So, all of that stuff going on. What else? The national championship game, obviously. Devontae Smith is just awesome. Just awesome. But he did lose a hand in the game, so he's probably going to fall to the third round to the Texans. So there is that. Yeah, that's probably what's going to happen.
If you're just tuning in and didn't watch the game, he did not lose a hand.
It seemed to me like he lost a hand. Okay, did you see his hand afterwards? No, it was wrapped up in a towel.
It was still there.
It could have been cut off at the wrist.
He came out after to celebrate with his teammates, and his hand still remained.
No, I'm not. You don't know that.
No, I do. No. I saw it. I actually saw it. I do know that.
Bill Belichick, not going to take the Medal of Freedom.
Felt that pressure.
Yeah.
Felt it.
Which Massachusetts politician told him, don't do it? I forget.
And yeah, the Boston papers were writing about it. Yeah, he felt it. He was like, this ain't worth it.
What does he deserve? These Medal of Freedoms are just being, you know what? Annika Sorenstam.
Yeah.
Did she do something?
No, but he played golf with her one time, probably.
Is this all it is? Why would Bill Belichick, why would Lou Holtz get a Medal of Freedom? It's just people who back Trump?
Yeah, well, Lou Holtz was a strong backer.
Yeah. I know he was a strong backer. What did he do to burgeon our freedom? Like,
put multiple teams on probation during his career?
Yeah. Well, you see what he did in Minnesota and Arkansas?
Oh, how many rings do you two have, Bill Belichick?
We're talking about...
I know, but Belichick...
What has he done for freedom? He was one of the biggest cheaters in league history.
That's how you get free. Okay? That's right.
Corruption.
You can't... That's
he
right.
exemplifies
how are you
corruption.
Get there without a little edge? And that's what
know.
Bill got. That's all right. And then the AP poll has come out. Alabama, surprisingly number one, according to the Associated Press this year. All 61 votes.
Did Ohio State go to random AP voters and go, can you find the votes? You can't find the votes for me. No, but
they did.
No, it was fair.
Ohio State did not.
The championship was decided fair
and
square.
Shut up, Del.
No, did Ohio State...
finding them votes. Hey, be quiet. It's over, Del. Quit being a muckraker behind the glass.
Did a Ryan Day call AP voters and go, hey, find the votes.
Find the votes.
And make us number one.
It's not that hard. Find the votes.
Yeah, they're there. Corruption. No, Ryan, we saw the game. That was corrupt.
There really was no corruption here. Ohio State is second. Clemson third. Texas A&M fourth.
The Aggies. Finishing in the top four.
9-1, up a spot to number four. Notre Dame is fifth. Oklahoma, Georgia, Cincinnati, Iowa State, Northwestern, and then on and on and on. Texas finishes 19th, just ahead of Oklahoma State, number 20. Liberty finishes 17th. The Raging Cajuns finished 15th. So a bunch of group of five teams up there, and Cincinnati finishing in the top 10, 8th. That's not too shabby. The group of five is coming up strong.
And Cincinnati's one botched two-minute situation from maybe being a top 5-6 team. They had beaten Georgia. Who knows where they were?
Yeah.
Undefeated.
No. If they had won that game.
Slid right behind A&M, maybe?
I don't know. OU looked pretty damn good.
That's true.
I could see Oklahoma, Notre Dame was in the playoffs. I don't think they would slip ahead of them. They probably finish. They would have obviously finished ahead of Georgia, but I don't know that they get past the OU. Look really good. Really good. All right, 1006 ESPN 973-780-3776, the number. Manny wants to get in here. What do you say, Manny?
Hey, guys, before I get to my A&M take, I got two things that I've read on the internet, but we don't know how believable it is. But to me, it's two of the most believable things that I've read so far. One is that coming out of Bieniemy's camp is that Bieniemy wants nothing to do with the Texans, okay? Which, I mean, I've been saying all along, why would he? Why come to a dumpster fire? And number two, a reason that the Texans may not have interviewed Eric Bieniemy is because of the domestic violence black mark that he has on his record from back when he was a really young man in his really early 20s, that they would look at that and say, nah, we don't need a guy. We don't need to bring a guy in here who has a domestic violence charge on his record, even though it was from 28 years ago.
Okay, real quick, Manny, was it domestic violence or was it when it – domestic meaning somebody who he was involved with? No, or was that a female valet driver?
It was a ballet thing.
Is a female ballet driver,
right? It was an assault charge.
Yeah.
Right. Against a female, so domestic.
It's a violence against women. No, domestic violence is considered if that's somebody that you cohabitate with or that's somebody that you're in a relationship with. But it's a violence against a woman.
Yeah. That's what they referenced in the article. So, you know, those two things to me are the most two believable things that's come out in this whole Texans coach search trade Watson crap that's going on right now. But anyway, man, am I the only one non-college sports fan? Like, I'm not affiliated with any college team in the country. I just love watching it. But I hope Texas A&M, I hope this is real with Texas A&M. I really do, because I feel like Texas has been mediocre for about 50 of the last 54 years, and they basically, they're built off a name and, you know, hook them and all this crap. Dell and I talked about it all the time on the podcast, and I'm just hoping that A&M has a run now of, like, hopefully 8 to 10 years of where they're in the college football playoff talk, where they're ranked top 10. Texas is not even ranked because, I mean, it's time for the University of Texas alumni and all of those guys to understand that they have been just absolutely mediocre for pretty much the duration of my entire life. And for them to be hyped up as much as they are, I'm ready for some of that to shift over to Texas A&M, you know, deservingly so. And I'm just hoping A&M is for real. Like, I'm hoping their number 4 ranking in the AP poll, like, holds water after this next season, because I would love for everybody to start making fun of Horns fans, but that's just me.
You just want, well, I tell you, it's got to sit. I mean, they have to win again next year, because you can't decide how good this year was until you see how they do next year. Remember that Longhorn Scott call? So, no, listen, I think Jimbo's building something nice there. We'll see. Obviously, we won't know until they go through this year. They go through it again the next year and the next year. And we'll see how, if it's something that's got a great foundation or it all came together for them. I think a lot of it came together for them. They had a lot of veteran players. Remember, he had his first year, what did he have, 5 seniors on the team? I mean, so it's hard to win with a young team. They had a lot of good players on there that are leaving after this year.
Look how quick it can change
when
you don't have seniors and those guys get better and they get your system. And,
yes, they were on the field. And by the time they get to their senior year, they're pretty good now. And they play together well, and they did all of that. The Aggies did that. We'll see if, you know, that if he can sustain it, because, look, LSU was great 1 year and then mediocre the next. So it ain't easy to sustain, that's for sure. You ain't Alabama, and we'll find out whether or not Jimbo has the foundation. He's getting good players now. He's getting good, big players. He knows what it takes to win in the SEC, and that's line, offensive and defensive line. And he's got some good ones from right here. I saw them. They're really good that are going in there. Tight ends that are huge and look good. So we'll find out whether or not this is something that's sustainable. University of Texas has got another restart. They got another restart with a guy that we'll find out that didn't succeed as a head coach before, and we'll find out whether or not he can succeed now. So ahead of the game, the Aggies are winning right now. The Aggies are leading anyway. The Aggies are leading in the game of football in the state of Texas. There's no question about that, especially with this number four finish. And you can poo-poo it all you want, Longhorn fans. The Aggies had a great year. Top four year in college football. 1011 ESPN, 1012 now, ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Come on in.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. It is 10:15 here. If you want to get in, anything that you want to talk about, anything that we've touched on, you're more than welcome to get in. 713-780-3776. I am convinced this Kyrie Irving story is wild. Had you heard this before?
I had seen that he had missed time for undisclosed reasons. When it came up last week, the Nets couldn't get in contact with him. He hadn't told them really why he wasn't coming in. And that was just for the one game, and it's continued. So, yeah, I was aware of it.
Yeah, I was aware. I didn't have any idea it was about the Capitol siege.
Oh, I didn't even put that together with the timing of it. I just thought, Kyrie needs a day for whatever reason. Because, you know, guys, maybe they have a family concern and they're away from the team, and that makes sense. It happens more often than you think. I didn't know it was because of what he saw in the news.
That is so, if you haven't heard, Kyrie Irving is not with the Nets. He's left the team for personal reasons. Apparently, the personal reasons are because of the Capitol siege. If I'm a net teammate, I'm like, what, dude? Really? This has affected you in Brooklyn so bad that you can't come to work? You can't.
KD has his back. What are you talking about?
Well, he's got to have his back.
I think this generation's like, you need to get yourself.
No.
Nah, I think he's.
No. This is the NBA. This is.
PJ Tucker,
we're making millions upon millions of dollars here. We're supposed to be one of the better, the best team in the NBA because of you and because of KD. And you're going to take off because of the siege on the Capitol building? What the hell does that have to do with us and this team right now?
I thought what it was a mental health day. He needs a mental health couple weeks, it seems like.
They're 5-6.
Yeah, after blowing the Warriors off the floor, and everyone was like, wow.
And then the Celtics in game one, the next game.
And everyone was like, whoa, what's going on here?
And then they lose to the Hornets, to the Grizzlies. They beat the Hawks by 4. They lose to the Hawks the next game. They lose to the Wizards. They beat the Jazz and the 76ers. And then they lose at the Grizz, and they lose to the Thunder at home. 129-116.
Some of those games featured both Kyrie and Kevin Durant not playing, so that would make some sense. But they, even when they're whole, they're a bad defensive team.
No,
so that's going to allow you to be susceptible to teams that shouldn't beat you beating you, because you're going to have nights where you don't particularly care about stopping anyone.
Durant and Kyrie were both there for the Hawks game. They won 145-141.
Yeah.
140. They gave up 141 points to the Hawks. That is, and then they lost. They gave up 114 and lost. They lost to the Wizards. They gave up 123 to the Wizards. The Wizards suck.
Yeah. When your lead dogs don't particularly care about playing defense. And Steve Nash, I don't know who's on that staff. Like, Mike D'Antoni's on that staff, Steve Nash on that staff. He's the head coach. Not particularly known for defensive prowess.
Well,
how is that emphasized?
Well, that's why they need James.
Well, best post defender in the world.
Yeah. I mean, is anybody stopping anybody in the post there? No.
Well, no one's stopping anyone any there. Anywhere.
They need James. They need. But honestly, now, what are the Nets giving up?
We know. Well, it's why he's still on this team, on the Rockets. There's nothing the Nets have that the Rockets want besides KD or Kyrie. That was floated out there, and we know that's not happening. So if Rafael Stone and the Rockets feel that way, you can forget about a trade with the Nets unless they get a third or fourth team involved. James is going to be here unless he's traded someplace else. The market has shown that the Rockets and James aren't getting what they want because no one looks at him and goes, I'm willing to destroy my entire depth to bring him on.
No, yeah, my depth to bring him on. And, oh, by the way, how does he fit? Do the other, because he wants to go to a place with other stars. Can the other stars play with him? I do believe, though, that with other stars, like if he went with KD and he would subjugate his game to those guys.
I believe that, too.
Yeah. Because I keep going back to the All-Star games, and did you see his numbers in the Olympics? Nothing. He did nothing. Of course, not the Olympics, but the international play.
World Championship.
Yeah. He's like, I'm going to defer. I'm deferring here. He's not an alpha dog unless he feels like he's the dominant guy in the room. But with KD, he wouldn't.
He'd be more than willing to get in where he fits in, and there are going to be points where they're going to lean on James, go get his, and he'll be fine doing that. And other times, go, okay, KD, Kyrie, do what you have to do.
Yeah,
I think he would be able to fit in because as much as we like to talk about his ego or his mindset, when it comes to playing with other greats, as long as he believes you're great and not falling off like Chris Paul did, he'll be fine.
Yeah,
he'll be fine taking a back seat when he's asked.
Boy, he turned on Chris Paul as soon as he saw.
Yeah. And Chris Paul is a guy who's going to demand things from you. And James is like, you can't demand it from me because you're not good enough to demand
That's
it from
right.
me. So I don't think that'd be a problem in Brooklyn or another place. It's just who is looking to bring him on when you know what the Rockets are asking for. And that's well within the Rockets' right. They have the best player in this trade. But if you're, like their team saying, no, we're okay. We'll let this season play out. We'll see how fine you are with James on your roster if you continue to struggle. We'll see how demanding you are. We've seen teams like the Heat pull themselves out. Nah, we're okay.
We're good.
We might revisit this later when you're not asking for everything.
We good. No, I'm convinced it's still going to be Toronto. I think Siakam is going to be the best that they can get.
Well, the Toronto currently stinks.
Yeah.
2-8, I think they are right now.
Good. But then Toronto's going to be like, we got to make a move. We got to do something.
Will James pull the Brandon Cooks, I'm not reporting? Will he float that out there? If you trade me to Toronto, I'm not going to report.
I think he'll be happy to get out of here.
Even in Toronto, if they're a bad team when he gets traded there?
Do you ever see the strip clubs in Toronto?
I know he knows about them.
Yes.
And his friend Drake's up there, too. Yeah. But his stated goal is, at least not stated, but the floating stories, he wants to go win a title. If Toronto stinks, I can see him going, no, not them.
Whatever. He wants out of here.
No.
Yeah, he wants to win a title.
He said he wants to win.
Because he does everything in his power to just win.
Not here.
And he eats, sleeps, and drinks, wins.
James, it's been pretty clear, at least this year, he doesn't believe this team is capable of winning. He's not wrong, by the way.
No. He's not wrong.
So trading him to Toronto, the where they stand right now, I could see him going, no.
Well, guess what? Then no paycheck. So you don't get an Okoko.
Okay. I mean, that's a simple, straightforward approach, but it doesn't work that way in the NBA.
Yeah, no.
When does it happen when a guy says, don't trade me there?
When does it happen that the guy has never reported?
Well, Andre Iguodala never reported to Memphis.
Well, but that was Andre Iguodala.
And he got his way. And
he got his throw-in.
And he got his way, by the way.
Yeah.
He never reported. He got paid. And then they traded him to a championship contender.
He wasn't the piece. He wasn't making 40 either.
Well, the point is, if a guy said, if Toronto has been told, I'm not reporting, they're not going to trade for him.
Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll see. I think the Rockets go, nope, James, that's the best. You want out of here? Go.
The Rockets can say whatever they want, but James has the ability to let Toronto go
and not get paid $40 million. And guess what, James ain't going to do.
James can tell Toronto beforehand, "Hey Toronto, if you trade for him, I'm not reporting." And Toronto goes, "Okay, then we're out. And we're not making this deal."
And they still might. They still might.
If a star tells you I'm not showing up, it'd be ballsy to go,
and
"Okay, we'll trade for him."
Getting no $40 million.
That is fine.
You ain't getting it from the Rockets either.
Look, I don't know the ins and outs of how all that stuff works, but an agent can go, "Hey, James could tell his agent, tell Toronto I'm not showing up." And Toronto goes, "Thanks, James. Then we're not making a trade." Then the Rockets would have to go find another partner.
Yeah. Or they just do it.
But why would Toronto do that?
Yeah. Because they would just do it. That's all.
Why?
You can threaten all you want not to show up. I'm looking at the picture. Deshaun on it looks like some kind of a yacht with his girl in a bikini. Yeah. And you think he give a bleep about these trade rumors right now?
Yeah, that's Jilly.
Yeah. Yeah. For those of you. Yeah, that's.
That's the girl with the cookbook.
Yeah, that's the cook.
Jilly.
So I was looking at the cookbook.
Yeah.
You weren't looking at the cookbook.
In the background, there's a cookbook.
No, there isn't. I'm looking at the picture.
Behind the bikini, if you look in the background, it's a subliminal thing, and there's a cookbook in the back behind.
There's a Chanel purse.
Yeah.
Not a cookbook.
It's funny how she's sitting.
There's a Chanel bikini on, too, right?
Yeah, she got a Chanel bikini.
Could you?
Looks like she has a tattoo under.
She does. It's written words right under, I guess you would say, the left clap, boob area.
Yeah.
Right. What does it say?
I don't know. I can't read it. The resolution's not that great.
Looks like it says Lance.
Zoom in.
Trash.
It definitely doesn't
would it
say that.
Lance?
Does it say change the culture?
I don't know.
Does it say culture change?
I can't read that.
It says be enemy.
Ooh, I don't think that's a good one either.
I don't think Deshaun wants her writing another man's name.
I know.
Right there.
Well, he likes him. That's how much he likes him. That's how much he wants to be enemy here.
That means he loves him if he's having that done.
Yeah, I don't know what it says. Can't read.
I'm telling you, the resolution is not good enough to read it.
No. It's not good enough.
Oh, and Saban says, at least, ongoing process to find the new OC. So, not that he would come out and say he's hiring Bill O'Brien, but he said today it's an ongoing process. So despite the reports, Saban's like, "Look, we're not definitely hiring that guy."
Yeah, I could see that not happening.
It's an ongoing process to find the right office
coordinator. Although it probably is, just because everybody just assumed I got to squelch that.
Yeah, but why? Because it's not like he has a job someplace. You're not tampering or hurting someone else. He's a free agent. You don't have to lie about it if he was actually the guy. But who knows? He probably is.
Yeah, he probably. 1026.
It's going to be him.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure, Belichick vouches for him. It'll be him.
Well, those two together. Oh.
Oh, no, I think it's great.
Yeah.
He could get some karma. No, we could see a sideline thing. This could be the first time Belichick gets choked by another coach.
Mm-hmm. Are you sure it'd be first time? You don't know.
We'd see it this time.
Yeah. No. That could be awesome.
I don't think Bill O'Brien could have somebody yelling at him.
Mm.
I just don't think he can hold off.
That'd be so nice. That'd be so sweet. 1028 ESPN 975-713-780-3776.
ESPN 975. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, the Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving. For those of you who don't know, he is going to miss his fourth game coming up here. He's missed three already because he for personal reasons. That was the word. Originally, Steve Nash said pregame against the 76ers, he said, I have no idea why he doesn't want to play.
Yeah.
All he said, he told, apparently, Kyrie Irving's reasoning for not playing in tonight's game, per a close source, I just didn't want to play. And now, apparently, it comes out that it's the Capitol siege, which has Kyrie not wanting to play. But that doesn't mean he can't go to a party.
That's different from playing basketball.
It's not. Listen, did he say, I don't want to go to a party?
He didn't say he didn't want to live his life. He said he didn't want to play basketball.
He didn't say, I'm not going to a party at a club.
Are we actually just going to believe he's not playing basketball because of the Capitol siege? Or is it just he doesn't want to play basketball?
I think he just doesn't. I think he just wanted to break.
He wanted to hang out, right?
He went Rodman.
But he hadn't played basketball in a long time. Like, it's not like he had been playing a lot of basketball leading up to the season.
But that now, the trend is your friend, isn't it? So, I'm not playing a lot of basketball for a long time. I'm not playing any basketball for a long time. I want to keep doing that. But I still want to get, I want you to keep paying me. Now, do they pay? I guess they have to because he left for
personal reasons. Yes.
So, they have to pay him for those games that he's missing. Is there any chance Adam Silver finds him?
Well, now that he has been seen to be at a party maskless, which violates the protocols that the NBA has set forth.
Well, yeah, he can find him for that, I guess. He could also find him for just not showing up.
Well, that's a team thing, not a Silver
right,
thing.
Right, that makes sense. And maybe the team just docks him. Now he's going to have to quarantine as well. He can't just come back and play now.
Well, he wasn't going to play anyway.
So at some point he's going to go back and play basketball, right?
When?
Had he given
them any indication that he was ready to come back to play basketball?
Is that unbelievable? You can just now take off whenever you feel like it?
Now, I will say it's one guy doing it, although remember LeBron did that a couple years ago? Like maybe his second to last year in Cleveland or maybe his last year, he just took a couple weeks off. He's like, oh, I'm injured. Then why are you at the title game? Then why are you hanging out at a college football playoff game?
He was injured.
Sure, he was training. He was training in Miami.
Well, Kyrie is mentally injured, but you can still go to a party.
Well, what helps your mental health? Around people you like and parties.
Parties.
Except the NBA says.
My mental health.
Except the NBA says you shouldn't have been at that party maskless, so we'll take a look.
Yeah. Now, there's a picture with him and his whole family. Nobody's caring. Yeah, just don't care. So it's just amazing to me. You can just take off whenever you want. I'm going to take off when I want. Next week, I'm going to try and take off.
You've done that before, by the way.
Just take off?
Well, you told someone, but you, I got this opportunity to play golf.
Well, yeah, but it was to play golf.
That's not a good reason.
Yeah, so is this one. That's why I'm leaving next week.
You weren't going to leave now.
No, but he had planned that one.
I got my passport.
How did you do that? You might want to tell the team.
I did tell the team.
Didn't tell the team. You told us you were. Oh, not going to get my passport.
Won't be able to go, but now I can.
Yeah,
you might want to tell
the
team.
This is much
different. You just did it. Accidentally came up, Kyrie Granato.
This one, at least with this one, he had scheduled time off.
I scheduled it. That's my personal day.
And you unscheduled it personally, and now you reschedule it.
It's not official.
Secretly.
He never unscheduled it with me.
Tell AJ.
What about me?
What about
you? Tell the team.
No, screw the team.
See,
I told management.
There we go. The team.
It's no
Kyrie Granato.
It's no surprise with him because I told you before, if he played for Georgia under the Mark Richt era, he would have missed the first game of the year against Chattanooga State for conduct detrimental. He's a cancer.
So
we know
let me
that.
Ask you, my sons, my 12 and 14 were having an argument about whether somebody was trash or a simp. Is Granato a simp or is he trash?
No, a simp is someone who...
What's a simp?
A simp is someone who grovels and loves some person he never has
a
real chance at. Like, if you... Like, John, you don't do this, but on social media, if you saw some Instagram model that you really like, you liked all her pictures, you say, oh, how beautiful you are. It's like the dudes who tweet at the Texas cheerleaders.
Yeah,
they're simps.
God, they're the worst. Oh,
they're simps.
That's gross.
No, Granato's not a simp in this case, no.
No, uh-uh. No, I ain't doing it. No.
Is he trash?
trash.
Well, yes, but
well,
he's not a sin.
Trash ass Lance, but
that's a different level. Granato can be trash sometimes, but he—I don't know. He can't. You can't criticize Kyrie. You've taken days off just because you needed to do something.
But I take them off and I use them against. I don't. No, stop.
The
That's
golf
way
thing?
Different.
That previous
I
golf thing?
I use my own time off
well, this is his own
to go,
time.
And scheduled- I tell people I'm going to take off.
He has scheduled days off.
I scheduled... No, he didn't... You can't schedule games
yes,
off.
Yes, you can.
No.
He's proven that you can.
No. You no, actually, he's not.
He's the same. Remember, he's the same guy that said, we don't need a coach. We just coach ourselves. Kyrie doesn't like authority.
Yes.
He's extraordinarily anti-authority.
Right. No, no, no. It's really it feels that, like we don't even have a coach.
He doesn't want to play for a league. He doesn't want you to tell him what to do. He does like that money to keep rolling into the bank account. But he doesn't want to play when he doesn't want to play.
See, Kyrie's just this guy. Like, if you are locked in and you know what Kyrie does, people will come to his defense because he actually does some good things off the court
oh, yeah.
when it comes to donating money,
tuitions.
Helping WNBA players who are affected. He does these things that people are like, see, this is Kyrie. But there's also the aspect of, you know, the way he makes his money. You're like, how could you be this guy and still be this guy?
Yeah. Well, there's a picture of him and his dad. And he, I guess he sent it out Instagram or something. And he said, thanks, dad, or... What is it here? Kings raise kings. Thank you for the example you set for me. Kings raise kings. Kyrie's got a
little God complex. He does have a lot of Kanye in him.
I think he likes Kyrie a lot.
he loves self-love is a
why do you get that impression?
It just seems like it.
He did call himself a king.
Yeah, kings raise kings. Okay. Kyrie?
No, that's a thing. We don't
call ourselves heroes. We let other people.
No, you
call
do that.
Heroes.
Yeah, but in the culture,
well, you know,
you get called. You call each other kings, kings and queens. That's a part of the culture.
Each other and your children.
No,
you don't call yourself.
No, you call yourself king. It's part of the culture.
Well, that's Welcome. Not a great part what? Of the culture.
Well, you don't
you
know, but you don't know that. But you're not in the culture, so you don't know.
Yeah,
I am in the culture.
Stop rubbing. Look,
I'm going to show you my
stop
iTunes.
It.
Look, him, Whitey, me,
what,
dark meat.
You know. No one in the culture calls himself
he
dark
said
meat.
Dark meat is he?
I'm start. It started
his,
now.
No,
his Columbia, his wool Columbia zip up golf jacket. He just goes dark meat, and he was rubbing that wool Columbia golf jacket he's got on.
Yeah, well, kings wear Columbia. Mm. That's right. That's right.
Not in the culture, they don't.
In this culture, they do.
Well, you're not in. No,
in the dark meat culture.
That's not a thing. And I would ask you for your own benefit to stop it. Stop doing that.
Seven one three seven eight zero three seven seven six is the number. That is, I think we've covered everything today, haven't we? We got Liam Hendricks. What about Waddle playing yesterday, guys?
I felt like it was a bad look for Bama.
Terrible look.
What are you doing?
I get letting the kid on the field.
I mean, like
then when he had a limp catch. Off and then he came back.
Yeah, he can't.
You could see him limping pregame. I'm like, what are they doing?
Yeah, he does. He can't.
And it's him. It's not even them.
No, but they should have said, no, you're not playing.
Mac Jones was into the very end.
As an adult?
Mac Jones was hobbling around. He hadn't even had an x-ray on his leg.
Like, you could watch him trying to decelerate, and he couldn't decelerate because, at least not smoothly, the limping would start. He could get going, but trying to stop and the quick movements, he couldn't do it.
Do that.
Yeah. And, by the way, they got Landon Dickerson in the game, the guy who tore his ACL. He took a snap.
Wait, he did?
Yeah, he played. He like a snap just at the end of the game. Say, hey, you played. He was in full uniform.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know they. He was taped up and had knee braces on. I'm like, what the hell are you doing, Landon? You can't play.
Yeah, they put
him
in an
ACL tear.
They put him in the final one snap late.
Well, he was the captain at the beginning of the game, and that's interesting. I didn't know they let him get a snap. That's good for Landon.
Yeah, but watching Jaylen Waddle, no pun, no joke, actually Waddle. At times, I'm like, what are you doing, Saban? You don't need him. Just take him out of the game. What's the point of playing?
No, it's not like you don't. Man, we have to have that weapon.
Yeah. Once he got his first catch, it should have been like, man,
thanks,
what an amazing comeback. You're a great team guy. You made it back for the team. Look at this kid's work ethic, blah, blah, blah. Willing to play through pain. Shut it down. Waddle, the fact that Waddle wanted to keep playing is incredible to me.
Yeah, that... Have we seen in the championship, have we seen any guys opting out?
It's never happened. Not yet. Hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah, Bama.
At least guys won. Yeah, listen, both those teams showed
I mean, Fields getting ready. All the other guys that came back, the guys that came back from injury, Alabama as well, Briskin, guys that are going to be sure top of the draft guys that are playing out there.
Guys want to win. You go to Ohio State and Bama to win titles.
Yep.
You're not going to opt out. Look, I know people are fearful, and there may be some freak incident where some guy does it. I don't anticipate guys in the playoff deciding, I got to this point, I don't want to win a championship.
And yet, one guy may have broken his finger, dislocated whatever. One guy's out, had to leave the game. Trey Sermon, first carry of the game, out with potentially a collarbone. Mac Jones, limping around, was hurt. I was just waiting for Twitter to jump on their pedestals and tell players to no longer play college football at all.
Jalen Waddle got some of that on Twitter, but that's because he was injured going into the game. And his timetable was fast-forwarded, and it was clear he wasn't ready.
Business. That man wants to play. Why are people all up in Jalen Waddle's business?
You just said he shouldn't have played.
Yeah.
No, I thought he should have come out after he got back.
Yeah, that's what people
My
are saying.
My personal feeling
Once
is
they
that.
Saw he wasn't healthy and he was limping, he shouldn't have played.
But that's they what, weren't yeah. adding him,
when
were
he,
they?
When he limped off the no. field, it was like, what are you doing?
You saw NFL players go, why are you out there?
Yeah.
After they saw he couldn't actually play.
But that's part of not, it's one thing to play through pain, but he was diminished.
He ain't soft like
that. It wasn't even just being, the limp.
He was physically diminished. He should not have been playing in that.
And the timetable suggested he shouldn't have been out there.
Right.
When he got hurt. He didn't get hurt. He got hurt against Tennessee, which was multiple games into the year. The timetable says he should not have played, and he did it. And congratulations to you. You want to play for a title, but at some point it's like, look, there's another four-star behind you. We'll just play him.
And that is the truth. All right, News of the Weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Quebec is really strict on their curfew laws. Apparently, there is an 8 p.m. curfew. You cannot be out unless you have to walk your dog. You are allowed to walk your dog on a leash. Well, it turned problematic for this woman who's 24 years old and her partner who's 40. He was on all fours and she was walking him toward downtown on a leash. But apparently the courts have ruled that he is not a dog. He is a human. And this is unacceptable behavior.
What if he barks a lot?
They were given fines of $1,500 each.
Identify as?
What if he identifies as a beagle?
Well, he did. And that's what he said he did.
And they still...
A Supreme Court case. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe not in their country.
Probably not.
Yeah. Apparently, police raided a house located in Sierra de los Padres, Mar del Plata, in Buenos Aires. It was a swinger party. And unfortunately for the police, one of the police thought that they were, the people there thought that they were strippers since it was a swingers party.
Mm.
And that didn't go well for them. When they didn't take off their clothes, then the police, and they were telling them, you know, you got to start taking off your clothes. The police had a real problem with everybody there.
The police didn't want to take their clothes off and give a little show for the people?
Right. Apparently not. Apparently not. Police would not be were not cooperative.
Look, I don't know the alcohol and drugs that were involved at that party before the police got there, but we know what police look like. Like, they don't have the same body types as the male strippers.
Well,
how did you get confused?
You don't know. So, wait a minute. Are we going to generalize here?
Yes.
Is this any kind of a donut reference that you're making here?
No. You can get that body eating
pizza. I know some cops that are in great shape.
That's fine.
You know what?
How many?
Are you body shaming the police?
Let me ask you something. Out of all the cops, the police officers you've interacted with, what's the average? Up. What's the average in terms of the body
Which
types?
One? Start giving Del some
They
names.
Look like they look like NBA referees is what they look like. Okay. All bowed up,
sure.
Ready to strip.
All I'm going to tell you is we've all seen the police officers.
Mm-hmm.
And if you couldn't tell that that's not a stripper and it's a police officer, the drugs had to have been flowing. That's all.
You, my friend, are body shaming police officer, the police. You're generalizing.
I'm not body shaming. Did I say it was a negative? I'm just saying you don't look like a male stripper.
Why? Because male strippers are in good shape and cops aren't?
That's part of the deal, yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I know a lot of police. All the police that I know are in great shape.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sure.
Yeah, and could be strippers. I think you all should be strippers, actually. You'll make more money. Unless you're on the take.
I'm just... A lot of drugs, if you couldn't tell the difference.
Well, thank goodness for this, Del. You'll be happy to know this. On March 1st in Virginia, jaywalking will be decriminalized.
Why would I care so much about that?
Well, suppose you go to Virginia and you walk across the street.
But I don't jaywalk.
Apparently, it was a crime to jaywalk, as opposed to a misdemeanor or a ticketed violation. It was actually a criminal offense.
I hope they arrested everyone who they found doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You're breaking the law.
They also believe the bill will reduce police interactions with people of color.
Are the people of color jaywalk more often than others?
An audit in New York back in 2019 found that 90% of unsafe crossing tickets were issued to black and Hispanic people. Seems...
Oh, boy.
It seems like a lot.
So, seems like it's they hope it limits the interactions with people of color. How about you train your officers... Not to be so, well, there's a word for it. You can guess it.
I don't know what the word is. Apparently, the Dutch border, it will have none of it. A UK driver, he had his wares confiscated. What do you think that they confiscated from this truck?
His wares.
Well, his product. He had a product that was confiscated.
What they took from a truck?
Ham sandwiches.
He had a truckload of ham sandwiches?
Apparently he had ham sandwiches. Little did he know, you're allowed to bring certain foods to Europe.
And ham?
Which, since Brexit, the UK is no longer part of Europe. So from the UK, you can't bring ham sandwiches across the border anymore.
Ham sandwiches. Is it the ham or the sandwich combined?
It's the ham. Yeah. So don't try, Del, to bring meats across the border into Europe anymore.
Okay. One of my goals off the board.
North Idaho. They cited Now, remember, the president has been censored, right? On Facebook, on Twitter?
Yeah. Right? Almost every platform.
Yeah. Apparently, North Idaho, an internet provider, Wi-Fi provider, internet services to North Idaho, they have blocked Facebook and Twitter, citing censorship concerns.
So their response to censorship concerns
is censorship.
Is to censor things.
Apparently, that is.
Or you have decided that because what they did to your favorite person is something you don't like, you're... responding.
Right.
Let me just guess something. If the current administration was of another party and that happened, do you think they would have reacted the same way to censorship? I'm going to guess no. But we can move on.
Yeah. Apparently, now, the dude, you remember the dude that was bringing out the lectern at the, do you remember he had?
Yes.
The lectern.
I remember him.
Carrying
yes.
it around. He's waving at the camera. Yeah, it's problematic for his lawyer.
Yeah, I saw that. The lawyer's quote about that.
I'm not a magician.
That's going to be a problem.
This is going to be this photo.
That photo.
This video is going to be a problem.
I was like, look, we people take shots at lawyers, but that's funny. He goes, look, there's only so much I can do.
Yeah. It seems like that's a problem. That's going to be problematic in a trial, right?
What's the defense going to be? There's nothing you can say. He wasn't there. Mistaken identity. What are you going to say?
I was delivering this lecture.
Yeah, I'm actually part of the delivery service for the Capitol. It's going to be rough. It's going to be rough for a lot of
people.
They
told me. Yeah, no, no. It's going to be real rough.
Yeah.
In this age of selfies and videos.
You mean the ones they pose for? The ones, the videos they took of themselves?
The dude that's hanging from, climbing up the wall, he's been found. And his defense was, I just got caught up in the moment. Well,
I wonder how.
Now you're going to get caught up in prison.
I wonder how those charges are going to go. Because, you know, when you commit a felony, an act of committing a felony, and someone dies, the charges go up. Well, multiple people died, including an officer.
Yeah.
I don't know if they'll complicate it like that or extend it like that. But I wonder how extensively they'll prosecute those people.
Did overtake the government building.
Yeah. I mean, we've seen the terms insurrection, sedition. I wonder, is it going to be a simple trespassing charge or they're going to go all in on these people?
I think they're going all in.
To dissuade them from ever trying this again?
Wow. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you're not going to want to do that anymore.
No.
Ever again. A French woman has been spending the last 3 years trying to prove to the government that she's not dead. And it seems like that would be pretty easy, right?
Well, you have to be able to prove your identity, and she can't do that? Yeah. Didn't have the papers for it?
It's a crazy story. I couldn't believe it. I never thought a judge would declare someone dead without a certificate, but the plaintiff claimed Mrs. Pouchain was dead without providing any proof, and everyone believed her. Nobody checked.
I feel like the first thing you do when someone claims someone else is dead, you try to figure out if they're telling the truth.
Can we see the body or something?
Anything? Any proof? The lady went to work the next day.
Yeah.
And they still think she's dead. What?
It's 3 years. I'm still right here.
How trustworthy is this person they got the information from that they believe her after 3 years?
Maybe Jack Easterby. It was Jack Easterby claimed she was dead. Maybe it was Cal that was the judge.
Yeah, that's the point. The judge has to be Cal.
Yeah. Maybe you don't know. You don't know what Cal's doing in France?
The question is, do you think he knows where France is?
That's not a question. 10:56, ESPN 97.5. That's it. We're done. Nice shot against our owner.
My owner is Stephen Ross, who has his own problems.
Yeah, he does have his own problems right now. And we're done. The press box is next right here. Don't you go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save